This hour, very special because I've got guests in the 1 RPM studio. I am joined by Sir Rachel. Hello.
Hi.
How are Wow, you even harmonize when you say hello. That's cool. All right. I think we're off to a good start. So how are we this morning?
Doing well. We're doing very well. Very excited.
So excited to be here.
Well, cool. We're glad to have you on such a beautiful, sunshiny day, too.
Oh, yeah.
It just gets better and better.
The snow is snowing.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that. It's not snowing, and you have enough milk and toilet paper. Don't worry about it. We're okay. So, got an album. Kind of already had a soft release for it, but we're dropping an album officially tomorrow night, correct?
Yes.
Going to be at the local. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
When is the show tomorrow?
It is at 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the local.
Okay.
It's going to be so much fun.
And the album is called Cloudy, correct?
Yes, it
is. Okay, which is very appropriate for this day that we're having right now.
Yes, we planned it like that.
That was the goal. Come on.
You guys are really good promoters. I got to be honest with you. You know, anybody can. You influence the weather for your album? It's astounding. All right. Well, let's do this. We're going to talk here in just a few minutes, but let's go ahead and play one off the album and kind of give people a little shot at what we're talking about here. The first song we're going to do, what's the first song we're going to do on the album here?
We're going to do Millions of Miles.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about it before we get into it.
Yeah, we wrote Millions of Miles, and it's one of our favorites off the album. It's like the poppy one.
Okay.
Yeah, and
we're very excited about it. It's probably the most upbeat, feel-good one on the album.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I like being upbeat and feeling good, so let's go ahead and play it, and we'll talk again here in a minute, okay? So from the album Cloudy, here's one from Sir Rachel. This is called Millions of Miles on Nashville's Independent Radio. We're Lightning 100. Lightning 100 Asheville's Independent Radio, and that's one from Sir Rachel. That is Millions of Miles. Find it on the album Cloudy and find it in person tomorrow at the local. Very cool stuff. I like that.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
So Six songs on the album, right? Mm-hmm. And you wrote or co-wrote five of them together, right?
Yes, we did. We wrote together most of the time, and then we have one cover on the record.
Okay, and I think there's a rumor going around we might hear that one.
We
here
might
in
hear
a
it a little
too.
Bit later.
So tell me a little bit. You know, obviously we're talking family band here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at what point does the family become the family band? How long have you been doing this together?
We've been doing this for a long time, ever since we were teeny tots.
Yeah.
Our dad is a producer around town named mm-hmm. Tom Hambridge.
Okay.
And so he kind of got us into music really young, her on guitar and vocals and me kind of singing around being kooky.
Okay. So kooky's good. We can work with
kooky.
Yeah, kooky's
good. Yeah. But yeah, we've been playing music since we were very tiny.
Mm-hmm.
See, and that has to be cool because I get a lot of people in here who are, you know, second and third generation musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, the moment that they say, you know, mom, dad, whatever, I want to get into music, there's either this incredibly supportive thing and that's so great and let me show you and help you, or not, and no, it's
no
not going to happen. You're going to go to school, and when you're going to graduate, you're going to find another school,
yes.
and you're going to go to it too,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
So I'm assuming it sounds like you probably got the more supportive end of the
yes.
stick, perhaps.
We have a very supportive family, yeah. and our dad has been instrumental in helping us create this record and be passionate about music.
Yeah,
so.
He actually produced our album.
Okay.
So he's
well, how'd
incredible.
You get him?
I know. For some reason, he wanted to work with us. It was crazy.
That's amazing. Wow.
In my mind.
That's one way to keep a curfew, right? So Rachel is here in the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100. So we talked a little bit about, you know, who's produced it. Who else kind of plays on this album with you?
We have lots of really, really talented musicians from Nashville, actually, on it. We've got Rob McNally on mm-hmm. guitar and Dave Rowe and Tommy McDonald on bass. We've got Tim Lauer on keys.
Our dad on drums,
yeah.
Tom Hambridge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tons of very talented people. It was a great experience.
So then does it swing back to the other side where you're like, Dad, just give us a minute here. You're producing, you're drumming, just give us a second, all right?
You'd think, but it doesn't, honestly. We respect it so much, the help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredibly talented.
That,
so.
Well, and that's a name a lot of people in town are going to know, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's a certain degree of talent that we assume there already. Right on. Where'd you record it?
Southern Ground Studios.
Okay,
that's
Zach Brown Studios.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's the one. Way back when, that was Fred Foster's old studio, I think, back in the day. There's a, and it's so funny. I'm actually at home. I was I'm rotating my records out because I have more records than I have room for, you know. And so last night, I actually pulled out two of my favorite albums ever. I think were recorded in that building. The Kris Kristofferson, the Silver Tongue Devil and I, and Border Lord. Which, if you haven't heard those records, that's your homework for today.
Okay.
I know. We actually have to. I haven't
yeah.
listened to those.
Very good stuff. So it's just ironic you mentioned that building. Just last night, I'm like, oh, I love this album so much. So I just planned my afternoon, too. So the show is coming up tomorrow at the local Sir Rachel. They're kind of doing the official release for the album Cloudy. Were you recently in Prague?
Yes, we just got back from Europe.
And I heard that you might have gotten to get on stage with somebody that kind of blew me away. Did you maybe a real-life jump and breathe and live in legend? Did you get to get
you
on
know,
stage with somebody?
That did yep. happen.
Who are we talking about?
We jumped up on stage and sang with Buddy Guy.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know how many people in Nashville hate you now?
No, I'm not trying to make enemies.
In the best possible
yes.
way. In the best possible
yeah.
way. So I mean, how does that come about? And then, I mean, what is that like? Because, you know, Buddy Guy, that kid might have a future.
Yeah,
you know?
he might.
So how did it come about? How'd you get on stage with Buddy?
Well, we kind of heard rumors, you know, within, like, the band. They're just all so nice, you know, and so
yeah,
they...
Yeah, because our dad plays drums.
Right, okay. Yeah, and he produces all of Buddy's albums within the last mm-hmm. 15 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of said, you know, oh, would you want to come on stage maybe at the end to sing Skin Deep, which is one of our favorite songs.
Oh,
like,
wow.
The Buddy sings. He's incredibly talented,
yeah.
and that song blows me away even more, you know.
Yeah, so we went up, and it was, you know, the biggest audience we've ever sang in front of, and he
yeah.
gave us our moment to sing by ourselves, which
he's
was
the nicest
more
man.
Amazing.
That's so cool. So, I
yeah.
mean, where I might look at, you know, blues legend Buddy Guy, I mean, it sounds like y'all are talking about, you know, kindly old Uncle Buddy.
Yeah, really. I mean, he's a great person. He's
yeah.
an angel.
That is
really
so
is.
Cool. That's
mm-hmm.
awesome. So both of you, native Nashvillians, is that right?
Yes.
Actually born here. You guys are unicorns. You know that, right? Like, I get that because I'm actually from Tennessee. I wasn't born in Nashville, but I've been in this area forever. But real, actual Nashvillians right here in the studio. Take a picture because that'll never happen again. That's crazy. Went to or still in Nashville School for the Arts?
Oh, yeah. We went to high school. We both graduated from Nashville School of the Arts.
Yeah, and I just graduated in May, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Couple Blue Raiders in the room, is that what I understand?
Yes, I'm at MTSU. Mm-hmm.
And I'm planning to go in the fall, so.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say recording industry.
Yes, I am an audio production major, yes.
There you go. Well, you could do a lot worse than going there for such a thing.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great school.
Yeah. It absolutely is. That's so cool. So Sir Rachel is here. They're hanging out with us right now in the 1RPM studio. Got an album. Now, let me make sure I get this right. The album is kind of already out, but we're doing the official big everybody buy it right now tomorrow,
correct?
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And again, that show is going to be at the local. You want to go ahead and let's do something else off the album. And this one's going to be kind of something special here. What are we going to do?
Yeah, we're going to actually play the only cover on the record. It's Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. And we kind of did our own little rendition of it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and check that out. And then we'll talk about that rendition here in a minute. Here's more from Sir Rachel. It is Wrecking Ball. They're live in the 1RPM studio, Lightning 100.
We Chloe chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell. A love that no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. And I can't live a lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was you wrecked me. Yeah, you.
Well, that'll do. That's one from Sir Rachel here on Lightning 100. Familiar song done in a very cool way. That's one called Wrecking Ball. Why Wrecking Ball?
We loved the song, you know, when we were younger, when it came out, and Sarah came up to me and said, what if we did Wrecking Ball, but, you know, swing? And I was like, really? Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. We just gave it a shot, and people liked it.
There you go. So you can kind of swing the song rather than having to swing on the actual Wrecking Ball.
Exactly.
I like that approach a lot better, what you've done. I'm being honest with you. I like that. That's so cool. So it's on the album Cloudy. You can get it, but you can get it for real tomorrow. The show's going to be at the local. For people who've never had a chance to see you live, kind of what can they expect from a Sir Rachel live set?
Yeah, well, this one's a little bit exciting because normally we just do an acoustic set, the two of us, but tomorrow we're going to have our full band, which is so exciting. We've got a great drummer and keyboard, and it's just going to be really, really fun.
Okay. Who have you got playing with you? Who's going to be in the band? Anybody we
might?
Yeah,
so Sam Skorick is playing on drums. Wonderful drummer around town.
You got to give Dad the night off.
Yeah, I know. You got to give him the night off.
That's very nice of you.
He's a busy guy.
Well, I'm sure he appreciates that.
Oh, yeah. And Noah Forbes on keyboards, and he's incredible as well. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky to have them, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a fun time at rehearsal.
It really is.
It's so fun.
That's so cool. And the album Cloudy, you can get it at all your favorite music getting places, but as I've gotten very fond of saying, I'm assuming it'll be for sale tomorrow at the local.
Yes, we're going to have physical copies.
Why don't we just get it tomorrow at the show, get a physical copy directly from the artist and pay full price for it? What a novel concept.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I have this strange thing where I just think it's cool if people, you know, make a buck playing music.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Well, gas money never hurt anybody, right?
Exactly.
Right on.
Shocking.
Well, thank you both so much for being here. I've enjoyed this. Is one that has just it's kind of flown by on us, but I definitely appreciate you being here. Good luck with the album. Good luck next time you go to Prague. Tell Buddy I said hey.
I will.
We've never met. He doesn't know me. I just want somebody to tell Buddy I said hey.
We'll do it.
Well, very cool. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll have to get you back in here one of these days.
Yeah,
okay?
Love thank that. You so much for having
yeah,
us.
Thank you so much.
Fun.
This has been wonderful.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. This has been Sir Rachel live in the 1 RPM studio on Lightning.